Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And as always, I want you to holler at 347-867-4315. Once again, the call in number 347-867-4315. Of course, I know some of y'all don't want to call. You wanna just lay in the cut. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, hit me up at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You email me, I will email you back, and it will be awesome. As always, you can jump into the chat room also. If you're listening, but I encourage you to call me, and I also encourage you to go ahead and shoot me an email, because I love comments, I love questions, and y'all have some of the most interesting questions out there. Sometimes you crack me up, you slay me. In the meantime, you want to keep up with me, Facebook, Twitter, I am Smooth Drama. Add me, I'll add you back. Follow me, I will follow you back. We can talk a taste on it during the week. I have my political views here and there. So, as always, hit brother up. I am sociable, I think. And, you know, I like to go into my staples, and one of my staples is the things that crazy people do. And this week, you can always find somebody that does something that is, I believe the word is crazy. But I'll let you, the listener, decide. Pixie Fox, she reduced her waist by removing 6 ribs. She is down to 16 inches, and she believes that eventually she'll be in a bid for the world record of world's smallest waist. Right now, not stereotype, but I guess an Asian woman, Kathy Jung, she's the current Guinness World Record holder with a 15-inch, they call it corseted waist. Now, Pixie Fox is on record as saying, "Getting my ribs removed has always been a dream of mine." She being a native of Sweden who was relocated to North Carolina. She says she was inspired by Tinkerbell and Jessica Rabbit. You know, those characters, Tinkerbell from Peter Pan and Jessica Rabbit from Who Shot Her Husband Roger. Both fictional characters. So she reshaped much of her body and surgery. And on her website, she calls her journey a living cartoon transformation. She says she doesn't care if you think she's stupid or disgusting or inhuman or dangerous. We all want to be different with our life, and that's the beautiful thing about it. And like she said, she knows consequences and she knows she wants to taken out so she can be the world record holder and have 14-inch waist. And I guess that's really important in the world. I mean, she's getting world to some anorexic, bulimic chick decides I'm going to get my ribs taken out too. Tinkerbell and Jessica Rabbit. Those are her role models. Yeah. You know, I've always had role models that are fictional characters also. Woo! Ooh, man, these people crack me up. They never cease to amaze me. Never, ever, ever. And being that she's from Sweden, I guess it would behoove me to stay international and talk about her country, her native country, Sweden, as a Swedish health clinic that is handing out penis tape measures so young men can be properly fitted for condoms. I guess the tape measures are supposed to promote better sizing and less slippage to prevent STDs. So they start giving them out today. So yeah, if you're in Sweden, you can go down and get you a free tape measure, just in case you wanted to just like measure your penis. So that's what's in Sweden. And I mean, part of this, and I guess this is one of the things that they have going on in Sweden, because 2013 there was a study on infection, and Sweden was dubbed Europe's STI capital. Yeah. So I'm guessing that if you just want to stay away from infection, you might want to stay away from Sweden. I mean, that makes sense to me, but who am I, you know, to talk about such things? You might want to stay away from it. But yeah, if you tape measure, get your sizing down. I mean, I guess you can have fun with it. You can get a lady friend and y'all can, hey, we can call it Measure My Penis Day at the office. That'll make work. I guess that would be sexual harassment though, huh? you know, Since we're on penises right now and condoms, I always got a segue. There's a movement, a French startup company by the name of Made in Love. They've crafted a line of artist-made condoms. They said that condoms are very, very boring looking. So what they've done is they've allowed artists to design artistic condoms that are bright and colorful. So ladies, if you've ever wanted some art inside of you, Made in Love has hooked up a line. You can get them online, and these dudes, you can say, hey, and this is for the fellas too. You know, fellas, you wanna take your game to the next level. You say, look, I don't just have Trojan. I have Made in Love. I have artistic condoms, and I want to put some art inside of you. I want to rub my art all over you. So not only will it be a sensual, sexual, artistic endeavor, you're adding a little fun to your game. Just a thought. Yeah. Artistic comedy. Just for you. Art all up in you. Because that's what you've always wanted, right? And if you're not feeling that, and I understand, you know, there are some people who are actually, they don't want to not get pregnant. They're trying to get pregnant. I got something for you, too. Because, see, here at Smooth Drama, we take care of both sides of the fence. We don't choose sides. Well, I mean, I choose sides all the time, but just saying, technically, I don't choose sides. But if I did, it would be any side that I want. There is a parasitic worm that increases women's fertility. There's a study, and y'all know how I love my studies. There's a study, 986 indigenous women in Bolivia, and it's indicated that they have a lifetime of what's called Ascaris lumbricoides, which is a type of roundworm infection. And this roundworm has led to an extra 2 children. And I guess the researchers, they were writing in their journal Science, they suggest that the worm is altering the women's immune system to make it easier to become pregnant. And so I guess the experts are going to use these findings and going to crush up a bunch of roundworms, or maybe just inject you with the roundworm and take that getting the worm. take that early bird getting the worm thing to the next level. So, yeah, they're going to do a fertility enhancing drug, basically allowing you to get pregnant. So either they'll do the drug or they'll just stick the worm inside you and let it mess up your immune system so that you can get pregnant. And they say a third of the world's population also lives with this infection. And they said while Ascaris lumbricoides increased fertility in the 9-year study, they said hookworms had the opposite effect, leading to 3 fewer children across a lifetime. So if you're one of them people who gets pregnant when somebody kisses you on the neck, maybe you want to hang out in where they have hookworms. Hookworms will stop you from getting pregnant, apparently. And roundworm will help you get pregnant. So, like, flip that coin. Which one you want to do? You want to get pregnant or you don't want to be pregnant? They got a worm for everybody. You see? This is what I'm talking about. Here, we try to make sure that, ladies, you can get the worm that's right for you. You know, for the early birds, we got a worm for you. For the late night birds, we got the worm for you too. Hit me up at smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com and tell me what worm do you want. I'm just kidding. I mean, if you want a worm, I'm always curious what the listeners are listening. So smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com and vote for the worm of your choice. Because everybody deserves their own worm, right? Yeah. I think I need to go on break for that one. that might have been, well, I guess I don't care. But, yeah, it's all about the worm. Anyway, this is Killer Mike. Some of y'all might know him because he's been in the news lately about Bernie Sanders. He did that very impassioned intro for Bernie Sanders. This is Killer Mike.
I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
The end of the Reagan era. I'm like number 12, old enough to understand that shit had changed forever. They declared the war on drugs like a war on terror. But what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys, but they would call us niggas and lay us on our belly while they fingers on their triggers. They boots was on our head, they dolls was on our crotches, and they would beat us up if we had diamonds on our watches. And they would take our drugs and money as they pick our pockets. I guess that's the privilege of policing for some profit. But thanks to Reaganomics, prison turned to profit. Cause free labor's the cornerstone of U.S. economics. And slavery was abolished unless you are in prison. You think I ambushed them with the 13th Amendment? If I can serve students, slavery is prohibited. That's why they're giving drug offenses time to do this. While Reagan was an actor, I'm a fact. Yes, that's for the country, you're a master. Just like the Bushes, and I know just another talking head telling lies. Okay.
Killer Mike, again, and record. I'm glad Reagan did too. I don't think I have any love for him. You know, I don't think he has love for anybody who looks like me anyway. I mean, we go back to when he was the governor of Sacramento and Black Panthers stormed the state capitol. He was outraged and sent for J. Edgar Hoover, had Hoover come out and help get rid of the Black Panther. His role in Franco Pro, Iran, Contra, dedicating the state double Challenger launch to freedom fighters in Afghanistan. Yeah, he did that. That is, you know, oh, yeah. I don't know if I did, but I guess I did it because I didn't mention it. And the Freeway Willie action bring drugs into the hood to destroy community. Reagan, great guy. You know, conservatives love him because he made them a lot of money. And he killed a lot of people indirectly, but on purpose. Yay for Reagan. And speaking of that, yay! Oh, I guess I'm saying yay, putting the cart before the horse, because we're back in Iraq. Wait for it. Yeah! We are back in Iraq. Just what you all wanted, right? But there's a difference. This is a U.S.-led coalition of 65 countries, and they are conducting a campaign against the militants in both countries. So it's against the militants in Iraq and Syria. So, yeah. Now, the Iraq Armed Forces will get further U.S. assistance, like it never ended. But as y'all know, your president, it's like, yep, we're out of Iraq. Remember that was his campaign thing? We going to be out of Iraq. Totally. That's it. And they've been gone for a few months now. See, now, we're not sending in the troops. It's special forces. Different from troops. Because troops have arms and weapons and tanks and are connected to the United States. These are special forces who have arms and weapons and are connected to the United States. They just they're special forces. Yeah. It's not the Army. It's not the Navy. It's not the Marines. To special forces. Yeah. So they're not offering specifics on the troop numbers, but they said that they would be focused on securing Iraq's borders and building the capacity of the Iraqi government forces. Because obviously they're not capable of defending themselves. They need special forces to help them, but not troops. They are not troops, because it was pledged by your president. He said, we're not going to have troops in Iraq. That's it. It's over. It's a wrap. Got the Nobel Peace Prize for it and everything. No more troops. Different. Down your head. So, just in case you didn't know, we're back in Iraq. But special forces is just something different. Whatever you think it is, whatever the truth is, that's not the truth. Soldiers, special forces, two totally different things. That's all. I just wanted to bring that up, and I know people don't want to talk about that, because when we talk about the troops, we just want to say we support the troops. Thank you for your service. We support the troops. Thank you for your service. That's all we need to talk about. So when it's special forces, you don't have to say we support the troops, because they're not troops, they're special forces. Nobody ever says we support the special forces. Nobody ever says that. They support the troops. It's just different. Why I keep saying it, because I think, you know, there's something to be said that when you say the same thing over and over again, they're emphasizing it, and maybe people might hear it and think that it's the truth themselves. So, yeah, I support the truth. I support the troops. I support the troops. And I thank the troops for their services, but not the special forces, because they don't count. They really don't really exist. They're just there, just in case. But we gonna talk about something else. People don't want to hear about that kind of stuff. I mean, that stuff is it's so boring. It's so yesterday. I mean, talking about troops, whatever. So people want to talk about something different. We want to talk about something that is more exciting. It's like VTech and pedophilia. I'm always thinking of pederasty, but pedophilia, which is what happened when VTech was hacked. VTech is a children's toy and electronic company, and there was a hacker who hacked them and had access to pictures of customers' children. And so last week, BBC News reported that many children's addresses had been accessed. Because VTech is a company that little kids, they have these things where little kids can, like, cameras, child-friendly tablets and computers, and a smartwatch, which can be used to chat with parents. And I guess the hacker told the motherboard that they had accessed archived chat logs, but were not planning to release them, because these hackers are the commander and gentler sort. They're not in it to look at the kids' pictures or release anything. It can't be juicy anyway. I mean, what are you going to get released in conversation between a parent and their 7-year-old? Maybe, I guess, if you're a pedophile, it'd be something because you're perverted back like that. But other than that, I don't see what anybody would get out of it. I don't get what you get out of it. And they didn't take no credit card or social security data. They just, yeah, we have pictures of children. And I guess the states of Connecticut and Illinois are investigating the attacks. But yeah. Hooray for hackers and hacking children's pictures and threatening to use them, but not use them. I don't get what you get out of it aside from you're a sick pervert. But hey, pedophiles hack too, I guess. Yeah. But I'm guessing nobody really wanted to hear about that either, because that's just so. I mean, it's so creepy. So, I mean, nobody ever wants to talk about pedophiles, so I guess maybe I can talk about something nicer. Like Brazil. Brazil. People like going to Brazil. I mean, the Olympics are coming up here in Brazil. So we can talk about Brazil. In the 80s, Aegypti mosquitoes, which are the carriers of yellow fever, dengue, dung. I don't know. I'm prone, if you haven't heard me before, I'm prone to saying and mispronouncing words because, hey, if it sounds funny, I probably won't be able to pronounce it anyway. Chikungunya virus, as well as some virus called Zika. The Brazilian Health Ministry has confirmed a link between a mosquito-borne virus from Africa, coincidentally, Zika fever, and a high incidence of birth defects. So, yeah. It's recorded 2 adult deaths and 739 cases of the disease, which can stunt the growth of the fetus's head. So the World Health Organization, that infamous organization, the WHO, not to be confused with the band, the WHO. The WHO are to arrive in Brazil next week, and they're going to check it out, see if they can't get something going so they can go on and infect the rest of the world like they want to do. Oh, did I say that out loud? Well, I probably did, but yep. Now, the funny thing is, the Ministry of Fishing has issued warnings to women to think carefully about getting pregnant at the moment in the areas where there are Zika fever cases. So, if you're anywhere in Brazil, now is not the time for you to have sex. Unless you've bought some of those Made in Love artistic condoms, then you're good to go. But, yeah. Zika fever. Go ahead on, get you some. As we know, the World Health Organization, they're going to clean that right on up. But they're warning you, don't try not to get pregnant at this particular point in time. Just in case. So there's a mosquito out there looking to bite you and transfer the virus from their little stinger to in your body. Now, wouldn't that technically be like calling mosquitoes like little mini rapists, molesters? Because mosquitoes, they them and gnats, they get on you and bite you and just mess your whole life up. And they're unwanted. They are the little kings and queens of the unwanted advance. Little rapists, little molesters, mosquitoes. Hey, nobody wants to hear about that either. Right now, everybody is on the Black Lives Matters fire super. Intendant, I mean, most people know about Laquan getting killed by the officer and them waiting a whole year to release the video that they've been holding, knowing that he was guilty as hell. And they fired the superintendent. I'm not going to say his name because he's irrelevant. But the point is, yeah, he's fired, but that doesn't bring the young man back. And yeah, they're charging the officer, but that does what? Yeah. You know, I'm kind of ambivalent
about it. Because you start talking about what is justice. And, you know, some folks, when they talk about justice, they have a monetary figure on it. Like, you know what? We should sue them for such and such amount. And we teach them a lesson. But in all the years that I've been alive, I've been around for a little bit. I have yet to see suing, because we all remember famously Rodney King and him getting that, at that particular point in time, substantial amount of money and shootings didn't go down. Police brutality has never stopped. So-called justice, where you can sue and get money. I mean, I guess for the family going forward, it's okay. You got money for the death of your child, whatnot. There's monetary compensation, but as someone who not too long ago had a family member murdered by the police, there's no monetary figure that could replace the loss of a loved one. I don't see it. I mean, I guess it would make your life better because you get such and such amount of money, but I'm still without a nephew. So, yeah, for some folks, it's like, yeah, that's cool. So, justice. And the cop, you know, the cops getting put in jail, whatnot. I guess it's justice. I don't know. What would you prescribe as justice? Email me. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Tell me what you think. Do you think that's justice? I mean, is justice described by a monetary figure? Or is justice described by that person going to jail? I mean, what is justice? In your mind, I'm curious, listeners. Somebody tell me what they think is justice, because I have my thoughts, and I'm sure everyone else has their thoughts. Because I mean, I see it, and as I stated before, as someone who has suffered that loss and actually had that happen to the family, and whatnot. I don't see what there is to gain aside from monetary benefit. I guess for some that's justice. No, I'm not gonna sit up here and say I haven't and want to advocate violence. But at the same time, I mean, I've always thought of that karmic eye for an eye deal. So, in these situations, I mean, we hear about these the new movement, the anti-Black Lives Matter movement, the Blue Lives Matter movement, where they talk about these such things. And I won't say amazed, but I understand that there's a certain way you go about it, and the sensationalism is the racism and being there, as opposed to just talking about what's justice and what makes sense, as far as, because, you know, Black Lives Matter is not important if they're in the Black community trying to end the systematic violence in the Black community. And of course, Blue Lives Matter wouldn't get any love if they weren't attacking Black Lives Matter, because if they were talking about white gunmen killing white cops, nobody would give a shit. It's only when that the other element is brought into the equation that it matters. So it's not necessarily about what's wrong or right. It's just what makes for the great headline, because that's kind of where we at. And people forget that there's a different component that is not dealt with, and that's the families and how they deal with the loss of a loved one. And that gets lost in this whole struggle, unfortunately. But I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm going to let somebody else talk about it. This is Paris, Murder Suit.
Another casket, they done asked me to carry. Another homeboy blasted, they done asked me to bury. I'm still exhausted from the last one. The setting was very hard to swallow, but typical when the hood hit the cemetery. My heart is heavy for the families trapped in this tragedy of madness and insanity. Blapped in the street behind some bullshit he never seen. Got me thinking back upon the way we used to scrap when we was young and beat. We would beat him, I might get dead, but we let it go and live. Forgive, nigga knuckled up, buckled up, when no whoop it out and blast. Just because somebody mugging when we pass, when it's thugging gon' pass, and this manhood thing come back around. Cause unity is cool by me, but until we get the message, stop this death, I say the rest is a wash. Too many living we lost, damn. Now I'm pulling out my murder suit, pulling out my murder suit. Now I'm taking out my murder suit, taking out my murder suit. Got me putting on my murder suit, putting on my murder suit. Feel my best black too many times for more to shoot. Now I'm pulling out my murder suit, pulling out my murder suit. Now I'm taking out my murder suit. At another brother laying in the hearse again. Hear the Bible verse and then it's off to the graveyard. Consequences, niggas thinking they hard. Put my arm around his mama, but it ain't the same thing as a child. She raised him up to never try to gangbang or be wild. A damn shame that he left to be a memory now. Plus he blacked it from the hood, so ain't no empathy. Wow. And I wore my rest in peace shirt to the viewing, and they still ain't found a shooter. Too bad now, it seems like it's getting normal to hear about the murder in the neighborhood, but nobody.
Cut into your chest. place a tune that will help you breathe. It's gonna hurt like hell, but it's the only way.
Together you got to move, drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Paris, Murder Soup. Now, I'm not going to put on my murder suit because I don't have one. Now, I was, you know, I'm a big nerd for some people who may not know that. I may be the biggest nerd that you've ever heard. That rhymes. Anyway, I watch a lot of comic book stuff. Now, I was watching the Flash tonight before I came on air. Now, there's a couple superheroes that were on there, Hawk Girl and Hawkman. And, you know, I have my beef with Hollywood and the people who make TV and images and the psychological chains of historical inaccuracy. Those are the words I want to use. We're on display tonight, as always. Most people know that most of the shows, like when they have those Bible miniseries, Passion of Christ, all shows that I refuse to watch because they historically don't show how the people really looked. Like, I remember the Mel Gibson quote, yeah, I wanted to do it in Aramaic so that it was historically correct, except for Jesus was a Caucasian man in the movie. Like, it would have been really too much to portray him the way he was reported to look, that all the little statues and shrines all over the world have him looking the whole black medallion child. But I digress. Watching the Flash, Hawk Girl and Hawkman, they're Egyptians, Shiara and Khufu. But they are not dark skin. So they're reincarnated. And I get it. You being a different body reincarnated. I get that. But, you know, when they take them back to ancient Egypt, which what they call Egypt, which was Kemet back then, they didn't look like me. Which has always been the problem. I mean, we had the Exodus movie. You know, I've railed on that. And they always wonder why nobody goes to see those movies bomb because, hey, you keep doing the same thing. It's historically inaccurate, and we refuse to support it. Now, I'm watching this, and, I mean, I've never cared for Hawk Girl, Hawk Man, with their Egyptian heritage, because, quite frankly, I mean, it's historically incorrect. And I can't co-sign with that, because you'll have the argument from some folks like, hey, it's an imaginary character, it shouldn't really matter, except for if it didn't really matter, you could show them historically correct, and then it wouldn't really matter. That makes sense? It wouldn't matter if you did it the way it was supposed to be. Then it wouldn't matter. But it doesn't matter when you do it historically incorrect. But if you made it historically correct, wouldn't that actually make it not matter? Because folks would be like, yeah, okay. People looking the way they actually looked. I mean, if the movies are bombing anyway, if nobody's supporting these movies, maybe you did them right. Maybe people would go see them. It's just a thought.
in just my bones. When they talk about, they wonder why these characters don't do well when you do that sort of thing, that nobody supports them. It's because you do that. But that's just me. That was my nerdism coming out. And as per my of the night, nobody cares about that anyway. We only care about other historical inaccuracies, sort of like what's always happened. We don't call people terrorists. We call them political dissent groups, or like the guy who tried to blow up the Planned Parenthood. He's described as a loner, not a terrorist. He was just a troubled loner. You know, the shooting spree at Planned Parenthood Clinic in Colorado Springs, killing 3 people and injuring 9. Gentle, a rambling loner with a troubled history. And they're having a problem because they're like, how do we label him a domestic terrorist? It's just so wrong. Now we think about that for a second. I mean, to me, he fits the profile of a terrorist. I mean, in my mind, as I've seen it, terrorists shoot and kill folks for a cause, and primarily terrorists shoot and kill poor folks who have absolutely, positively nothing to do with enacting any laws that their cause they shoot the very people who do nothing. Have nothing to do with, that's the true terrorist. They terrify the government. They never shoot up Congress. They never shoot up the Senate. They don't go after Congress people or Senate families. They never blow up parliaments nowhere. It's always the same thing. Terrorists. I mean, this guy, he blew up the clinic, shot up the clinic, but you never go after the folks who put this into effect. I mean, if you have an issue with something, and I've always wondered, I mean, I haven't wondered, because I know, I kind of understand there's a whole political, it's a whole nother show talking about the political implications of abortion here in America. Sociological, psychological, and just basically population wise, why it's not looked upon as something positive. But getting back on task, semantics, wordplay. How we refer to someone is basically how they are portrayed in the media. And so we give just, yeah, he's a rambling loner, not a terrorist. Because obviously terrorists look a certain way. And if you say this guy's a terrorist, then you have problems, because then you can't associate that negative image to one particular segment of the population, like we've been known to do. I mean, I saw, and you know, I'm always fascinated by these studies, as y'all know. There was a study
by Transparency International, which said business executives are the most corrupt in Africa, as the police officers. And supposedly, this is the first time that Transparency International has ranked businessmen as highly corrupt. And I'm sitting up there thinking, like, okay, so we're talking about corrupt Africans. What about the people who run them? I mean, when I think of corrupt, I think of the United States and a bunch of other European nations. I mean, it's famous after it's been famously clicked, posted all over the web, how France is, they still collect colonial money from over 20 African nations. And yeah, we mourn the poor people who were shot and killed senselessly, because like I said, these terrorists, they killed the very people who have absolutely positively nothing to do with anything that they want to hurt. I mean, I state it every week. The powers that be are like, shit, kill some more of them. We like that. So terrorists, I've always thought, always will, that terrorists are actually government agents doing their government's work. So that way, the war on terror can keep going and everybody gets paid and poor people just get dead. And the fact that they're investigating and talking about corrupt African nations, I'm like, so the continent where they don't have a plethora of stable governments, they're the most corrupt. But the nations that run them, that collect money from them, are not corrupt. They are in the G20, as they call them, the Great 20. That's not egotistical. We're the Great 20 nations. Get the fuck out of here with that. But that's the perception, that because you're so-called advanced nation, you're the big pimp. You're not corrupt. It's the little pimp that's corrupt. I mean, like we know, people are always talking about the pimps on the street. Like, yeah, they're the worst thing coming. But Uncle Sam taxing people without representation? Not. Go figure. I don't know about you, but I think the big pimp is worse. Way worse than the little pimp. And on that note, this is another Smooth Drama production. I am Mr. F the N Word. And y'all know my steel. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.